You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Then I thought about it. This is what blows me away about bullfighting, is bullfighting is considered entertainment. And then I thought about that. I go, okay, I guess we entertain ourselves with our animals. I saw a news story where a guy took his dog skydiving. You ever see that little dog strapped to the guy's chest? And the reporter asked him, sir, do you think your dog actually enjoys skydiving? He goes, oh yeah, he barks all the way down. You know why? Dogs can't scream. You can see that dog evolve and leap out of that plane. He'd start off barking, by the time he got to the bottom, he'd be speaking English. Guy, would you jump on the dog? Or, or. Hey, no. I felt sorry for that dog. That dog on that day had no idea he was going skydiving. He thought he was going for a ride in a car. You know how much dogs love going for rides in a car? Then all of a sudden, a few minutes later, he's like, why are we at the airport? We're gonna do what? No. I'll bet that first dog to go skydiving, it had to freak him out. So much so, I'll bet on the drive home, he did not have his head out the window. You know, he's just sitting there going, no, roll it up, come on. What are you doing? You're being a total jerk right now. Roll the window, come on, what are you doing? I'm telling you, torture me another way. Put on some country music. I don't care at this point. Roll the window, come on, roll it. I have dogs myself. We're the dog owners by applause. Where are you guys at? A lot of dog owners. You have some dogs, young lady? What kind of dogs do you have? A pug and a Shih Tzu. I have three dogs. My dogs are rescue dogs. I rescued them. They, you know, probably committed some sort of a heinous doggy crime. Maybe they chewed up one good flip-flop. I don't know. I have three dogs, too. But here's the deal. Here's why I have three dogs. Married 26 years, we don't have any children. So the dogs represent the children that we don't have. But my wife treats them like kids because she remembers things like their birthday. Yeah, who remembers your dog's birthday? Exactly, women do. Women remember their dog's birthday. Men, we don't remember our dog's birthday. Half the time, I don't remember to feed him. My wife gets mad at me. Didn't they look hungry? I said they're dogs, they always look hungry. Because your dog could be stuffed and he'll still stare at you with that same simple thought and said, are you going to eat that? I would totally eat that for you. If you're not going to eat that, I would totally eat it for you. If you're not going to eat that, you seem a little indecisive. I'll move closer. Are you going to eat that? I would totally eat that for you. If you're not going to eat that, I'm just saying, you're trying to lose some weight and I could totally help you out. If I was to eat that for you, how about that? Keep an open mind. Let me lick it. Just let me lick it. I will lick it. I won't bite it or stab it like I did in the past because I realized what a bad dog I was. Remember that time you took me skydiving? That's when I learned my lesson, eh? Yeah. I have three of those.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindvert. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.